Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine. Atlanta's official magazine, proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 5th Annual Helping Women Succeed, a global summit to empower women in 100 countries around the world via live stream. Our show is also sponsored by the Decatur Pediatric Group, providing medical care for kids from newborn to 19 years old. They have locations in Decatur, Lithonia, Smyrna, and Covington. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Paula Westfield about the keys to a tip-top radio interview. My guest today is a native of Southern California by way of Los Angeles. She attended the College of the Sequoias and Riverside City College while launching her radio career in California. Today, she is a veteran on-air personality, radio imager, event host, MC, public speaker, creative services provider, and the owner and principal voice talent for HPT, which stands for Hire Paula Today. We're so honored to have on the phone a woman who is the first signature voice talent for the number one gospel station in the nation, Atlanta's Praise 102.5 and 102.9. Ms. Paula Westfield, welcome to Spark Plug
Radio.
Morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Spark Plug. It's so good to be back with you. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm right there with you. Close trailing behind.
All right. Hey, are you ready to talk about the keys to a tip-top interview?
I certainly am. Let's do this.
All right. Well, Paula, what helpful insights would you like to share with business professionals and others who are preparing for a radio interview, especially the first-timers?
Okay, well, I would say right off the top, the first thing I want to do is say to you to seize that moment, understand the true purpose and the value of each interview opportunity that you're given. Sparkplug Media, whether it's radio, TV, it's airtime. It's all airtime, and airtime is a costly thing now, isn't it? You and I know probably pretty well, especially here in the Atlanta market. But I just wanted to say that the going rate, this is for listeners to know that the going rate for CPS, that's cost per second, advertising now, a little different, but just want to throw this out so you can get a feel for the value. The cost per second for advertising in one Eastern U.S. radio market is somewhere in the vicinity of, dollars that you and I would not spend at our drive-thru. And I'm saying this to you because I want you to understand that per unit, it could be pretty pricey. It could be hundreds of dollars per second. It could be thousands of dollars per unit. It could be a very expensive budget by the time you get done working with that. So what I want you to know is that if you take those kinds of figures and you begin to multiply them, 10-second spot, 30-second spot, 60-second spot, I don't want to divulge too much, but I would just simply say to you that even if you look at your Super Bowl advertising and people want to do commercials on the Super Bowl break, it's expensive. My point is airtime is costly. So what I would say is understand the value of that opportunity, whether it's given to you on an AM station or a mom-and-pop station or a large corporate entity, media is very valuable. So understand that opportunity.
All right. Can you give us an example of a less than successful or a bungled radio interview?
Oh, okay. Well, certainly, if I'm speaking to someone in a setting that is, it could be a 5-minute interview, it could be a 15-minute interview, it could be a 30-minute, an hour, depending on how long you're on the air with that interviewer, that host. If in that time, Spark Plug, I'm speaking with that host, and I might even be taking calls, online calls. People may be sending calls in from a live audience. There may be callers on another line. If I answer every question, everyone's questions, and we talk about everything, but the one thing that we fail to do is make mention of who I am, what I offer, what services, how to contact me more than anything, how to get in contact with me, then that to me is a bungled interview because I've talked about everything. yet I have not made it available for you to keep in contact with me after we get off the air today. So we won't be doing that here. We will definitely not be doing that here today.
Well, what basic practice questions should be asked prior to the actual radio interview, and who should answer them?
Who, what, when, where, how. These are universal standard basic questions. You should ask those questions of yourself before you go on the air. As you prepare for your radio interview, those are the things that people are going to want to know about you. Now, certainly, you're going to have something that you're going to be discussing. You're going to discuss a topic or what have you. We can go into that in a moment. I'll tell you more about that. But mainly, make sure you know. I have one friend that I work with actually became a client of mine, and we've had relationship down through the years, Spark Plug, and we sat down. I did a bio summary for her, and I said to her, I said, do you realize all that you've achieved and accomplished over the years? None of us knew all of this about her until we stopped to put it on paper. And so that's what I would do is say, stop and put it on paper. Take a look at yourself, who you are, and what you're proud of and what you can do for the listener, and make sure you articulate that sometime during your interview. Who, what, when, where, how, and what.
All
why.
Right. Well, Paula, my next question involves your secret sauce. So explain how to be what you call fabulously focused, and then give us a couple of quick examples of HPT's triple T, triple M, blab and grab. And where would you like to start, Paula?
Okay, we all live in a world where everything is grabbing our attention. Sometimes when we're on the air, Spark Plug, there are technical problems, or we may not have the ideal setting or the perfect scenario. We would like to shoot for that perfection and that excellence each time and prepare for it. So I want to tell you a little secret, and I'm going to share my secret with you today. It is called being fabulously fab, not flab, but fab, and it is called the triple blab and grab. FAB stands for Features, Advantages, and Benefits, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. That's something that has been shared down through the years with presentation skills and selling skills and speaking skills. And, of course, you can be fabulously focused if you utilize that method. Now, this is a simple concept, my little secret sauce here. It may take a moment for me to get through it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to offer to put this online at my website, hirepaulatoday.com, and then listeners can go and check it out a little bit later on. I promise to get that put up for you. But the concept is simple. You use three T's and three M's to simply blab your message and grab your audience. That's it. The triple T spark plug. You start with, you list out the top three things. There it is. TTT. Top three things. A, top. It doesn't stand for top in terms of priority so much as it stands for topic. So what would you like to talk about on that program? You want to start by having something that's a relatable, trending topic, for example. You may want to talk about the holidays or travel or special occasions or special events or seasonal changes. You may want to talk about love, relationships, faith, family. Maybe it's fitness or health. Whatever you choose as your topic, what you want to do is put that under your number one T, which is pop. And then you want to move that thought and that idea over to the next T, which is three. You're going to choose three simple aspects, angles, or approaches to define and describe your top or your topic to your listener. For example, you want to use adjectives and adverbs. This is where you'll paint the picture. Here's mine. And, you know, radio is theater, right, Sparkplug? I mean, you know this. You've got to, the better you are at doing this and the more time you spend with it and the more you practice, and the better you can get through even your listeners' distractions by painting the picture. So you want to find three adjectives, three aspects or approaches to define your topic. And then finally, your third T, under your triple T, is things, the things that my business can say and do to help you prepare for the top three, all right? So if you can convey those things for listeners, for example, I'll give you an example of this, okay? Let me give you a real quick example of this. Let's say the top that I want to talk about, the holidays are just around the corner, and have you ever just chosen to celebrate a special time of year, but you felt like me, you weren't prepared for that? Okay, so I just mentioned a topic, the holidays, and then I'm going to say something about the holidays. Already in the stores, for example, and this is true, it's happening in real time right now. Tell me if I'm wrong. Right now you can hear and see the sights and sounds, the suggestions of the store merchandising. They've got candy and creepy spiders, orange and black. I mean, are we already at Halloween time? We just finished up with back to school. So I just worked that into my casual conversation, and now I'm going to talk about things. The thing that you don't know is, here you go, because HPT is here to help you shine through it all. And for listeners of Spark Plug Radio, there is a special pricing for the entire month of October on all services. So be sure to mention the radio show and receive a holiday bonus as well. In talking that way, whatever it is, your service or your product that you offer, if you sit down and spend a little bit of time with it, you can really make sure that you are offering the top triple things to your listener. The main things now, and this also goes with bumbling, don't give this information, who, what, when, where, and how, then you're not going to be able to have that follow-through, Spark Plug. You want to have practical and tactical connection with your listening audience. Answer those six main basic universal questions, who, what, when, where, how, and why, and you'll be in good shape. That's the number one M is main. Out of the triple M, the number one M is main, and under that comes who, what, when, where, how, and why. The number two, major, your contact information. I threw it out once to you, higherpolitytoday.com. You need to have a contact that just rolls off your tongue like that, if it's your email address, if it's your website address, if it's your phone number, so that people can get in contact with you. And again, I'll go into more specifics of this. When you visit me online, you can actually pull down the article or the information from the triple T, triple M, blab and grab, and you can print it up for yourself. It goes way in depth on all of these things. The final M under the triple M would be minor. Minor is reiteration. If you can reiterate higherpolitytoday.com, if you can reiterate HPT stands for Higher Paula Today, if you can reiterate these things, it'll be wonderful because, for example, we have people that tune in late. They leave early and they tune in late, so that means you have to reiterate. And sometimes your host will do this for you, your interviewer will do this for you, and you want to execute a certain level of awareness. And you don't want to, if you have another person on with you on that program, you don't want to, you know, go over into their time. There's just a certain finesse to it that if you visit me online, the best way for you to see that in action would be to pull down that document. So I'm encouraging all of your listeners, Spark Plug, to check it out at higherpolitytoday.com.
Well, Paula, we only have
okay.
All right. Matter of fact, I'll give you a second just to give that out a little bit more. We only have about 30 seconds, and then we'll give you an opportunity to let our listeners know how they can connect with you. But tell our listeners what you love the most about People You Need to Know magazine in about 20 seconds.
What I love about People You Need to Know magazine is the impact that it makes in this city in particular, and I know that we're seeing impact go throughout the United States and even abroad internationally, connecting business women, business leaders, and I just think it's a wonderful opportunity for networking, and that's one of the king things here in the city of Atlanta is networking. I consider PYNTK network specialists.
All right. Well, and finally, tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
The best way to reach me, you can get with me online at higherpaulatoday.com. That's higher, H-I-R-E, Paula, P-A-U-L-A, today, T-O-D-A-Y.com, or you can send me an email at higherpaulatoday@gmail.com. For those that just like to do it the old school way, 470-219-4129. That's 470-219-4129, and I would love to hear from you.
All right. Well, Ms. Paula Westfield, veteran on-air personality, radio imager, event host, MC, public speaker, creative services provider, and owner and the principal voice talent for HPT. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Spark Plug. I appreciate it.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another heartfelt job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug. reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine is the world's number one promoter of women business owners. And when you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call today at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. Until next time, we wish you only the best.